Ira Levin's novel, The Stepford Wives, has been made into a movie twice. It's about a town where the women are extremely attractive, but strangely placid and subservient. In 1975, it was the basis for a horror movie. And now, says critic Bob Mondello, the same story has been turned into a comedy.
Joanna Eberhardt is a high-powered TV executive, so high-powered that when her career short-circuits, she has a mental meltdown. Her husband, Walter, decides she needs quiet and moves the family to a gated community in Connecticut, a shining suburb on a hill, where the houses are McMansions, the women wear brightly colored party dresses at the gym, and everyone smiles all the time, especially the town's Queen Bee, played by Glenn Close.
Hello, everyone! I'm Mrs. Wellington. Welcome to Stepford. You must be Walter.
So nice to meet you, in person.
And the little ones.
I bet you're Pete.
Duh.
Pete.
And he's every bit as handsome as his dad.
Thank you.
And this must be Joanna. Electroshock.
But she's doing great.
Hello, little Energizer.
Joanna, played by Nicole Kidman, is soon chafing at all this sunshine, but Walter seems happy enough smoking cigars at the men's club, so she does her best to fit in, and at a 4th of July picnic, she's spotted by a fellow New Yorker in exile, played by Bette Midler.
You're Joanna Eberhardt.
Yes. You got such a raw deal.
Aren't you Bobby Markowitz?
Yes, I love your books, especially the last one. What was it called? It was about your relationship with your mother.
I love you, but please don't.
Soon they're fast friends, and joined by Roger Bart, who's one half of Stepford's only gay couple, they form a little coffee clatch to kibitz about their surroundings.
These Stepford women, they're a whole other dimension.
Oh, like yesterday, that poor lady, Sarah Sunderson.
Walter said she's fine.
But you said she was shooting off sparks from her ears.
Well, that's the first sign.
Of what?
Cheap jewelry.
We should go see her.
Why?
Because we need to be supportive. That's how people behave outside of Manhattan. They care about each other. I mean, if you were in New York and one of your neighbors got sick, what would you do?
We'd call her.
To see if she was going to die.
So we can get the apartment.
With quips supplied by screenwriter Paul Rudnick, these three soon discover the secret behind the robotic behavior of the town's wives. There's no suspense anymore to a story that was once a thriller about feminism, but Rudnick really does write funny, so the film is frequently a hoot until it self-destructs in the final reel. The filming was almost legendarily troubled, with rumors that the ending was still being reshot as late as last month. You will probably sense this as director Frank Oz and his actors stumble through four separate finales, each a little more conventional and mechanical and airheaded until the whole project seems to be the Stepford movie, which qualifies, I suppose, as a Hollywood horror story or a joke. Take your pick. I'm Bob Mondello.